This is Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hanat Baba. Looking past the Bay Area, it's estimated that there are more than 270 million guns in the United States. That's close to one for every person. Although there's no way to tell exactly how many gun owners are out there, one thing is for sure. People who exercise their Second Amendment right and those who don't are divided on gun control, from Washington, D.C. right down to the Bay Area. Just ask Tony Spudaleri.
You know, NRA says, well, Sunnyvale's a low crime area and we don't have any problems. Well, so is Newtown. So is Columbine. You know, it can happen anywhere, anywhere.
Spudaleri, who recently ended his final term as Sunnyvale's mayor, introduced gun restrictions that voters overwhelmingly approved last November. It garnered national attention. Then New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg backed the campaign. And somehow, Sunnyvale, California, population 146,000, with little to no gun violence, became a national example for small-town gun control and a target for guns rights advocates. KALW's Liz Pfeffer has more.
Tony Spudaleri remembers the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting in Connecticut vividly. He was across the country, at home in Sunnyvale, where he was mayor.
Sitting in my favorite chair. Wife was sitting on the couch, and door was barking. and we were watching TV, and it just flashed. It came like any other, you know, breaking news. You know, breaking news, tragedy in Newtown. Sandy Hook, yeah. You know, what happened?
What happened was 6 adults and 20 children were killed by a school shooter. Spudaleri was distraught watching the updates come across the screen.
How could this be? How could this happen? You know, just all the questions that you ask, you know, trying to get answers, and no one's giving you an answer.
The incident set Spudaleri off.
Right from the get-go, I was mad. I was just angry. You know, just I was really mad. You know, I thought, you know, why would anyone hurt a child?
Newtown was one of 16 mass shootings in the U.S. in 2012. A dozen people died at a screening of a Batman movie in Aurora, Colorado. 7 people were killed at a university in Oakland. Spudaleri thinks they could have been prevented with better gun control. So he decided that prevention would start in Sunnyvale.
And I remember at a U.S. conference of mayors I was asking, how many mayors are doing something on the local level? And only a handful of people raised their hands. They all pushed it off the state. Well, the state, you know, preempts us and does this, that, and all these other excuses. And I said, well, I don't care about that.
He came back and put gun control on the ballot. Voters said yes. It's now illegal to possess magazines that hold 10 or more rounds of ammunition. Gun dealers must take a thumbprint and now get contact information for anyone purchasing ammunition. And there are stricter rules on reporting lost weapons and firearm storage.
I don't want to stop anyone from owning a gun. I don't want to take anyone's guns away legally. I don't want to stop gun stores from being in business. You know, they're not the problems.
But the country's largest gun advocacy groups have a problem with Sunnyvale's law. Eric Fisher owns U.S. Firearms Company, the only brick-and-mortar gun shop in town. He's filed a lawsuit along with the National Shooting Sports Foundation, the firearms industry's trade association. Lawrence Keene is the foundation's general counsel.
Customers have already stopped going to his store because they refuse to be subject to the ammunition registration requirements. And so those are sales that are lost that he will never recapture. So he's suffering economic harm presently as a result of this violation of state law.
The basis of the argument is that Sunnyvale gun sellers should be subject to state law, which doesn't require them to keep track of ammunition purchases.
The former mayor made this an issue in the wake of the tragedy that occurred in Newtown, and coincidentally, the National Shooting Sports Foundation happens to be headquartered in Newtown, Connecticut. So we're very aware and familiar with the issue and the emotions that it generated. But our goal as a trade association for the firearms industry is to protect the economic interests of our members.
To that point, Keene says Sunnyvale's stricter gun laws will only make gun sellers suffer. They won't make an already safe city safer. In the last 3 years, there have been only 2 gun-related homicides.
One of those was a murder-suicide, which was a domestic situation. And then one of them was a gang-related shooting at a nightclub.
Dave Pitts is deputy chief with the Sunnyvale Department of Public Safety. He says that the impact of Sunnyvale's new gun law has not been noticeable. No large capacity magazines were turned into police during a grace period after the law was enacted in January. There has been one violation, but the district attorney dropped the charge. But Pitt says that doesn't necessarily mean Sunnyvale's gun control is ineffective.
And it's hard to tell. I mean, Sunnyvale's a safe community, but does it ever prevent anything? We never know, right? I mean, it's no different than officers on patrol day in and day out. Do they prevent burglaries by driving around or a strong-arm robbery on the street? You know, most of the time we'll never know. Maybe someone saw the officer and decided not to commit the crime they were going to commit. Can we articulate that and quantify that? No. So you never know.
Effective? Who knows? Constitutional? That's for a judge to decide. The Supreme Court already ruled in favor of Sunnyvale in a lawsuit brought by the National Rifle Association, challenging the ban on large-capacity magazines. The case filed by the National Shooting Sports Foundation is pending. In Sunnyvale, I'm Liz Pfeffer for Cross Currents.